All right. I'm only supposed to do one more, so, What's that? I'll do fuck you eventually, don't worry.
On her enemies. Be violent with love and hatred and anger with empathy. Now don't get me wrong, I ain't got nothing against these songs. We're going to rallies to call for an end to the guns and the bombs. But in times like these, I feel compelled to declare my support. This ain't no peace song. This is a declaration of war. This ain't no sing-along. This is the rise of a mighty
once more, let's bring the war home. and battle the forces of greed and injustice wherever they may roam. And united we'll stand here in this land of hypocrisy, to take back our lives from the rulers and build a democracy. This ain't no peace song. This is a declaration of war. This ain't no sing-along. This is the praise of a mighty God. And we stand idly by while they ravage the earth and hurl flame from the sky. No more we'll be silent. No more we'll be still. No more we'll be pillaged. No more we'll be killed. No more silent vigils. This time we will roar. We'll call out the traitors and we will declare war. Corporate elites, Wall Street vigilantes and mountain retreats, IMF bureaucrats, Monsanto thugs, CIA agents with taps and with bugs, rich greedy landlords, real estate crooks, corporate lawyers, corporate law books, fascists in the White House, fools on the Hill, uniform puppets with guns set to kill, racist Avengers, Pentagon brutes, slick politicians, bankers in suits. Oh, money, new money, privilege, you. Owners of Nike, Chevron, and GQ. Pesticide pushers of chemical war. Econ departments, Walmart superstores. Kings and their armies, princes and dukes. Religious zealots who kill for the truth. Free trade agreements, global control. Smokestacks and gasoline and ozone holes. This ain't no peace song.
So I was gonna play one more. Can I borrow some of these guitars? I just broke my string. Does somebody have a guitar I can borrow?
Yeah, Dennis, right next to you.
One more! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Hey!
There's a hole in the strap just above the white thing.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I just wrote this song like 3 days ago while I was hitching to this rendezvous. So here we go. The chorus is real simple, so I expect everybody to sing along. We'll catch on real quick. Here's to all you rich folk who wallow in your... Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's to all you rich folk who wallow in your greed, and to all you corporate scum who profit off our knees. Fuck you and your money, too. Here's to all you terrorists who tear up the whole world, cut down all the forests and poison all the soil. Fuck you and your big machines, too. Here's to the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and to all you masterminds who pull the puppet strings. Fuck you and your big guns, too. Here's to all you zealots who spread God's good word, and to all you followers who believe just what you heard. Fuck you and your so-called truth. Here's to all you people who wouldn't pick me up, dangling my thumb out at your big ol' empty truck. Fuck you and your empty seats, too. all you NGOs, sending me your mail with a free gift plastic travel mug that'll help to save the whales. Fuck you and your free gift too. Here's to all you police with your clubs and guns, and to all you riot cops just having a little fun. Fuck you and your tear gas too. To all you secret agents sitting around this fire, you think we don't know who you are, you might as well retire. Fuck you and Alfonso too. Here's to the judges, the lawyers and the courts, throwing us all in jail like you've been some new fancy sport. Fuck you and your law books too. Here's to all you governments and you nation states and all you worthless bureaucrats deciding all our fates. Fuck you and your elections too. Here's to America, the land of the free, fucking over everybody else to preserve your liberty. Fuck you and the red, white, and blue. Here's to all you fascists, the whole wide world around, trying to build your kingdoms up and tear our futures down. Fuck you, your time is through. Fuck you, your time is through. Fuck you, your time is through. Thanks, y'all. I just finished recording an album, and I've got a couple here if anybody's interested. Help me eat for the next couple weeks. Thanks.
Let's give it up for Ethan! Okay, we want to bring Megan up here for a song. And now we've got Desert Rat on deck.
Poem.
Bring your prop.
Hey, I'm not done roasting yet, so I can't eat it. I don't care. It's called Right in Slow Motion, also in my father's first poetry book. For sale, right over there. With him.
He's for sale?
No, the poetry book. Half-baked children of the revolution. Get it straight. Cheer out in the solution. Fuck you. Get a job with Nike. Ho Chi Minh is dead. Tear a bomb the psyche. It's bullshit, all this talk about equality. Sandinistas, journalism, popularity. America, owners of the factories. Kill the revolution. Slave labor bills the TVs. President Clinton jerks off Hedwar, sits so peacefully in trees. Why fucking even bother? Throw a bomb, blow her with a shredder. Let the fucker quake, terrified of thunder. Make this place so goddamn pretty. Pepper spray, we ain't seen in every city. Hairy people, fools and follies. CEOs, last so jolly. Red hot riot, super shopping, come and try it. Chillin', beating, chances fleeting. Burn the planet, beg, borrow, scam it. Childish rebels, anarchist planet. Burn the road, slash the bulldozers, damn it. Slash the road, burn the bulldozers, damn it. Toss a Molotov cocktail off the roof. Yell a ditty, duck and spoof. Police in danger, gun down stranger. Streets ain't safe, carry a pager. City street, can't leave your shit. Move your ass, don't have a fit. Place smells like shattered glass. Riot summer, empower the lower class. The super rich play golf and die. The super poor buy guns and try. Limiting factor, police injustice. Burn a cop car, shouting, bidding, kiss this. New world order, new world border, Nazi jackboots, stealing loot. Poor people pay and pray and pray. Find NAFTA whorehouse and lay and lay. Feed the fire, nuclear reactor. Feed the fire, tractor after tractor. Hairy hippies, society slackers. Culture clashes, cause it fucking matters.
That was fucking Megan. Okay, Desert Rat, this is your time.
I lost my carrot!
You picked the wrong person to stand behind saying that, dude!
Fry Fry! Fry Fry!
Hold on a minute.
God, I'm counting.
Watch you on the right stage right there when you think about your playlist.
Don't worry. I'm watching.
All right. I know y'all want to hear this one. I've had about 7 o'clock requests for today, so I'll start out with it.
Come and gather around your people now and listen to me. Your doctors and your lawyers and your folks who push the crack and your folks who push the buttons and your folks who push the box. And listen while I tell you how I really like the cops. Oh, I really like the cops. I think they're pretty cool. I like them in my neighborhood. I like them in my school. I think the cops are wonderful. I think the cops are nice. And I like to have a broken jaw and carry a pack of ice. I really like the cops. I think they're pretty neat. I like it when they take my face and smash it on the street. And then they drag me to a station and they lock me in a room. And then I like it when they rake me up the anus with a broom. Oh yes, I really like the cops. They make me want to sing. You know my favorite movie is that tape of Rodney King. And so I really get pissed off whenever somebody like you suggests we should subject the cops to citizens' review. I really like the cops. I am so glad that they're around to hassle me and ticket me for sitting on the ground. I really love the cops. It'd be so sad if they were gone. But there's something about a uniform that always turns me on. Like the cops so much, folks, but I don't think you should find out the number of your local cop watch group. And if there's no cop watch group in your town, that's good. I don't think you should start one. And if you're walking down the street and you see somebody getting hassled by a cop, I don't think you should stop and see what happens. I think you should just walk on by, because that person must deserve everything they get for not looking rich enough for the cops to leave them alone. And if you're walking down the street and you see somebody, and if the cops start picking on one of your friends when you're in a group, I don't think you should stick up for that person at all. I think you should just let the police physically and psychologically isolate your companion. And I don't think you should take down the cop's name and badge number, in fact, Alfonso, and tell anybody about it. And I don't think you should carry one of those little disposable drugstore cameras on your person at all times to document police brutality with when you see it. And I don't think your town should have a civilian review board to investigate citizen complaints against cops. And if you do have a board like that, then I think that it should just be a rubber stamping machine that approves of everything the cops do. And if there's a cop in your town who makes a regular habit of beating up unarmed people, or raping women at gunpoint, or raping men at gunpoint, or raping dogs at gunpoint, then I think that he should not be fired. And if he is fired, that's definitely punishment enough for him, and he should not be prosecuted. And if he's prosecuted, he should not be convicted. And if he is convicted, he should be sentenced to a $25 fine and a letter of reprimand and put back on the job. And I most definitely do not think that you should put his name and his address and his list of crimes and his phone number and his social security number and his photograph and his license plate number on a flyer and post that flyer all over town and up on the internet. And I don't think you should go to his neighborhood and talk to all his neighbors and make sure they all know what he has done, like people do when a convicted sex offender moves into a neighborhood. And I don't think that you should egg his house or slash his tires or break his windows or drag him out of town. And when he rolls over to the next town of your state, I don't think you should follow him there with all your friends and do the same thing. Yeah. And when he gets on the police force there, I don't think you should get him fired off of it and make sure he never works as a police officer again. I do not think you should do any of these things, ladies and gentlemen, because your town has the best police department in the world. Oh, yes, I really like the cops. Just to see them gets me high. I hope that I get taken into custody and die. And I hope that every fact that's in the coroner's report gets chucked into a dumpster so it won't be heard in court. Here you're making statements that you know are quite obscene. Like how the cops are nasty and like how the cops are mean. It makes me want to tell you that you ought to get some class and help your local officers by kicking your own ass. If you gather around, keep them out and listen to me back. Your doctors and your lawyers and your folks who push the crack and your folks who push the buttons and your folks who push the mops. Come listen while I tell you how I really like the caps. I'm going to sing a little song here. This is about a little action we had to pull off in Portland around the time that Carlo Giuliani was murdered.
Shut down the fucking docks!
Yeah, that's right. That's what we did. And it sounded like this. Well, it didn't sound like this till afterwards when we wrote the song about it. But the stuff in the song happened, and then after we did it and wrote the song about it, it sounded like this. Dreadful tidings came across the ocean. Many a comrade mourns a fallen friend. And a thousand's beaten down in the streets of Genoa town. And the fascist torture chambers rise again. The bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not pass into our lands. We remember martyrs slain and families left in sorrow. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not stain these working hands. We will block them from our shores forever and tomorrow. The GA Mads estate all held a meeting with 700 types of wine and cheese. They said we'll have to choose a town in which to crush these anarchists down before the workers bring us to our knees. Shortest straw was drawn by Berlusconi. Gianfranco Fini, his prime deputy. They worship Mussolini, boys, and Adolf Hitler too. And a pair of them have taken Italy. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not pass into our lands. We remember martyrs slain and families left in sorrow. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not stain these working hands. We will block them from our shores forever and tomorrow. Now you lost leaders, said to Berlusconi. You make the moon and he will back your play. If you can crush these people down, then we will do it too. We'll send you our best trainers from L.A. They drafted up the Carabinieri and special forces all the way from Rome. Well, actually, that's about as far as Eugene Portland, but evidently it's a long way. They broke into the general social farm right that night and strewed the floor with teeth and broken bones. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not pass into our lands. We remember martyrs slain and families left in sorrow. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not stain these working hands. We will block them from our shores forever and tomorrow. They murdered our young Carlo Giuliani, whose father is in the great CGIL. They strangled our brave sister of the post in Padua, and they banned collective bargaining as well. And Italy's a maritime nation, dependent on one shipping company. Government can't stand even propped up by iron men unless her goods can flow across the sea. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not pass into our lands. We remember martyrs slain and families left in sorrow. Bloody fascist cargo cannons shall not stain these working hands. We will block them from our shore forever and tomorrow. From Genoa bound to Portland, home of mighty Longshore Local 8. And the employers could not find one man to cross our picket line that stretched across the Terminal 6 gate. The longshoremen invoked their health and safety. The arbitrator said, I don't see why.
could have gotten paid to stand by. A ship pulled out of Portland down for Oakland. Turtle now belongs to Local 10. Those brothers and sisters are renowned. Has slowed the fascist down by honoring our pickets once again. We'll not forget those sailors and longshoremen. The ships of liberty, and all of the thousands who did drown, they tore the fascists down. Fascist cargo cans shall not stain these working hands. We will block them from our shores forever and tomorrow.
That was a bloody fascist cargo can.
And it is a bit of a song dedicated to the memory of our parted sister whorehound Beth O'Brien. And first thing I wanted to do when we lost her was to call up Danny and say, Danny, help me write a song. But he was on tour, and so I had to do my best. This is what I came up with.
Last night I dreamt I walked along Willamette Riverside. I dreamt I saw a freight train with a boxcar open wide. It rolled across the water on a track of rippling blue, and that car was full of travelers, some with names I knew. Turned down the Columbia for the ocean tour. She met a shrieking shrill alarm clock chained to another day. And so I tried to recollect each word I ever heard her say. Captain O'Brien is dead and gone, we the living must carry on. She said people should take better care of one another. Around the dumpster pike, a pot of pink and sparkling pipe to bring the food into the slats and houses that were half a great. Ryan is dead and gone, we the living must carry on. She took care of everyone around her like a mother. Now she rides the martyr's train beyond the lightning and the rain, and what before was just a name is now a word of honor. She was a teamster's daughter and a fighter for her land. Likewise, a working woman with a young and calloused hand. And a friend and bold musician of the lyric and the string. And songs of working people were the songs she learned to sing. Egypt, USA, and it's
sunshine and the lightning and the rain, and what deeper is just a name. Loud in meetings, and she'd rarely take a stand. But she always did the right thing when the shit would hit the fan. And she never stood for all bullshit from the likes of me and you, or from the hippie dippy kind of yuppie namby pamby. Santa Rosa food, not bombs, was founded by her crew. Travelers might eat some healthy food as they pass through. Those fascist cargo cans. A picture of young Carlo Giuliani in her hands. And the tyrants forced the homeless camp a dignity to yield. Jeff O'Brien kept a vigil on Potato Parkway Field, but quit the last time that she worked to save her little pay. Eagle Creek, our watershed, might live for one more day. 6 miles through the snowdrifts and to the canopy, and an exhausted Bethel Orion slept and fell out of that train. When the sit had been maintained in shifts well into its third year, and now was only hours away.
Just some stupid dream. I hope they brought some beer. come with things I knew. There's Connolly and Larkin and our Emma on that train. Fred Hampton, Judy Farring, Elko Hill and Gypsy Jane, and Carlo Giuliani. And beside that, Arthur drew my son, Lightning Beth, the Lion Man, and shouted, I love you. And I don't know if she heard me through. And the roar as they turned down Ichiwana and out toward the ocean tore, and the shrieking shrill alarm clock chained to another day. And so I tried to recollect each word I ever heard her say.
Thank you.
This revival around, she's next on the stack. We also have the fire jugglers. Are they ready? And I don't know if anyone put some flammable liquid here on request. The fire jugglers had requested some flammable liquids. I think your liquor will do. Over on the side of the stage. Is revival around? Revival! You are on stage now.
I don't know. It's just revival. That's all I have. Let me, can I see the schedule? Sure. It's revival, fire jugglers.
Revival is getting bigger now.
Revival? I think that with the next couple of acts, we're coming to a place where we can close this PA down and stop, like, blasting electronic garbage out into the hills. Although, what beautiful stuff it is. It's, I think we're getting close.
Fire jugglers and...
So, yeah, this is revival. Let's everybody shout together for revival. Give revival
a
chance to get here.
Wait a second!
The preacher is still drinking. He'll come out later, don't worry.
The PA is fixing to get shut down. One, two, three. Revival! One, two, three.
Yes, it's a spiritual.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah. Okay, right on. I'm
just trying to communicate this guy behind you.
Okay, awesome.
Just relax. Hey, just, I think it's fun to maybe the next thing is the fire drill.
Okay.
All the fire drillers. That's all we have, fire drillers.
The infernal noise brigade, which can happen at the same time. Yeah.
Bring them all on.
Eric.
Okay. Can I work in a shop?
Fire jugglers! Inferno Noise Brigade! Bring it on! Bring it on!
All right, in case you hadn't guessed, I'm Uncle Dennis. I've been sitting over here on the left side of the stage all night recording this show. This show will be encoded in MP3 format and uploaded to the internet so that if you want to relive a portion of this evening's rally, you can go do so if you're so technically and spiritually inclined. The website, in case you want to write it down or try to remember it, is www.radioforall.com. 4all.net. Radio, the number 4all.net. Check it out. There's Round River Rendezvous from years before. There's the Ward Churchill speech from Colorado. Some other things of interest on there. So if you manage to make it to the website, check out the audio. And I do not make tapes and mail them to you. It's available on the internet.
Also, if you have any hand drums, we need some hand drums up here for the preacher and the baptismal after a Frohman Holy Brigade. So I know a few of you have hand drums. I've talked to a few of you. Bring them up here fairly shortly to myself or to the man with the cowboy hat.
We're done.
Fire dancers,
I know. I'm with the Infernal Nose Grade, and so I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to get two more before.
There's a performance group that wants to come on.
That's what we want.
Not just the
Will you make me a tape and mail it to me?
That's a fucking movie,
Matt. Come on, man. You got a tape deck on the sailboat.
Yeah, I do, but it doesn't record.
Kenny.
Yes, sir.
You got a flashlight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all are hot.